Now, we're very happy, obviously, to answer any questions, but I think it may be useful if I just set the scene. As you're all aware, the Mensby vaccine was rolled out from mid-2004, starting in the highest risk area and progressing to the lower risk areas in New Zealand. So the rollout progressed over a two-year period, and there is still some catch-up and vaccination of the birth cohort happening. Now, given the nature of the rollout, it made the measure of the effectiveness of the vaccine relatively challenging. However, we have applied a number of very robust methods to assess vaccine effectiveness, and Richard will be able to answer any questions you have on the Poisson model. But, so as I said, we have various complementary methods of assessing the vaccine effectiveness. But as you would be aware, as coverage of a particular vaccine increases, the overall disease rate declines as a direct effect of the vaccination. And then what tends to happen is that you see cases coming through both in the vaccinated population, because you have vaccinated nearly all of your population, and therefore cases will come through in that vaccinated population. That is the measure of a successful campaign. High coverage, then eventually you do see cases coming through in the vaccinated population. That's because no vaccine is 100% effective. Now, we've handed you a copy of a couple of graphs. These are very important graphs that show you what has happened over the course of this rollout. The top graph refers to the northern region of New Zealand, and that is from Auckland up. The reason that we have divided New Zealand into two regions is that we started the campaign in Auckland, and therefore there's more experience through the Auckland region. Now, the top three lines, this is a cumulative graph, so each month cases are added to make up the total for that year. So if you look at the top graph, this looks at the northern region. We're only looking at the epidemic strain cases. These are the cases that we expect to be protected by the vaccination. Make up about 75% of all meningococcal disease cases. And as you can see, there are three lines at the top of this graph that look relatively similar, and they relate to 2002, 3 and 4. So that was how the epidemic was tracking prior to the rollout. And as you can see, from 2005, between 2005 and 2004, there's a dramatic drop. So what we're seeing there is the effect of the vaccination. And 2006 is the red line at the bottom of the graph. Again, we have seen a slight increase in cases in July, as one would expect, given it's winter and meningococcal disease be transmitted in winter. But still very, very encouraging level of epidemic strain. And at the bottom of the page, it's the rest of New Zealand. The vaccination program started later in this area, and we see the impact happening about July 2005, and a very promising line for 2006. So that in a nutshell is the descriptive epidemiology, and I'm happy to expand on the number of cases, etc., that we're seeing. But given that we're here to really look at the Poisson model, which is an effectiveness study aimed at looking at the effect of the vaccine as opposed to what was happening to the background epidemic. Maybe I could ask Richard to just summarise that for the
audience. Okay, the statistical model that we use, the Poisson model, is a model that models counts of diseases, and it's very commonly used in the modelling of disease rates in populations. And at its simplest level, what the model is doing is estimating the rate amongst people who are vaccinated against people who are not, and estimating the difference. And we found a five-fold difference. The model has a lot of structure in it, in the sense that we model separately the effect of age, because the disease varies by age group, by ethnicity, by region, by season, by overall progress of the epidemic. All of those factors, once they're included, still we see this fivefold reduction. So that's the basic message of our modelling, I think, in its simplest terms. So if anyone asks to ask more detailed questions, I'm happy to answer those. But that's the guts of it.
Just before we open up to questions, maybe I could introduce also Professor Terry Nolan, who's the Professor of Public Health for Melbourne University, and he's online. Now, Terry has had the role of Chair of the Independent Safety Monitoring Board, so I think Terry would be possibly happy to answer any questions around the safety of Mens B, but also he has chaired the Peer Review Effectiveness Group. So this is an independent group set up to peer review these effectiveness models, and they have peer reviewed the model that has been developed independently by Victoria University. So Terry, would you like to make any preliminary comments about the methods that we've applied?
Sure. Thanks, Jane. Our role was to review the analysis plan that has now been conducted by Richard Arnold and his team at Victoria University, and to verify that the approach they were taking was statistically sound, and also the benchmark for best practice for analysing a population intervention such as this vaccine implementation. People need to understand that this is not like doing the analysis of a controlled scientific vaccine or drug trial, because this is the rollout of a public health intervention to the whole community. So trying to take account of other factors that exist in the community that might influence the benefit or otherwise of a vaccine is what this statistical model attempts to do, or does do. And so, as Richard just mentioned, the model that we felt was appropriate adjusts for or takes into account background rate of change of the epidemic, differences in risk factors by geographic region within New Zealand, seasonal changes, the age, as Richard mentioned, of the different age groups in the population, and also adjusts for ethnicity and the level of socioeconomic advantage, which is also a modifier of the risk for meningococcal disease. So I'm not really commenting on the analysis per se today, but rather our role was to vet the methods and the approach, and we believe that they were robust, that they were international best standard for the analysis of this type of whole of population implementation of a public health intervention.
Thank you, Terry. So just to summarise what we've said so far, really we are seeing that the epidemic is diminishing, and it is diminishing in line with the introduction of Mens B, and this is evidenced by the epidemiology, these graphs that we have shown you, and the Poisson model that Richard Arnold and a team at Victoria University have designed and developed estimates the vaccine affected 80% with reasonable precision. When you're dealing with a disease of this nature, one that is devastating to families, it is a very severe disease, 80% effectiveness is very acceptable. Clearly we would like it to be higher, but I think that it was our expectation that this vaccine would be approximately 80% effective. No vaccine, including this one, is 100% effective, so there will be children who get disease. And sadly, there will be cases still in the vaccinated population who are seriously affected. And that clearly saddens us all, but that is the reality. As I said, no vaccine is 100% effective.